This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and this might be the most massive show we've ever done before. My goodness, we have to tackle things like micro drone swarms in war. What is my price? Will I sell out? Democrats, do they want their lives to be better or do they want to be miserable? Is anti-communism going to spread? Would I allow my children to be drafted? Should you allow your children to be drafted? All that. How do we punish corporations, the GOP, Jamal Bowman, all that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I actually want to begin with a more serious one, though. Just stay with me here. Jesse, this question has been weighing on my mind because I truly love your show. I look forward to listening every day. My wife and I adopted three kids from China, all of which have special needs. We did not know what we were getting into when we answered the call to adopt. One of the tough lessons we have learned through this process is that people love to say how special we are for doing what we do, but very few people want to be around us due to the needs of our kids. We are often let down daily by friends, family, and medical providers who cannot help out. My question may sound negative, but in the end, it is truly because I love the show. They say that everyone has a price, and I often hear about celebrities that are bought out by the communist machine and turned into pawns. What is your price, and has the communist machine ever tried to buy you out from speaking the truth? My reason for telling my story is because I truly love the show. I'd hate to see another letdown in my life by someone who is strong and stands up for what he believes. He didn't say I could use his name, so I will not. Okay. Look, see how I can possibly answer this. Yes, they've tried to buy me out before. Long, long time ago, when I ran for Congress, actually, is probably one of the best ones. When I ran for Congress, I was some young, hot-tempered. I was just running because I was mad about what Obama was doing to the country. I'd never run before. I didn't know what I was doing. And eventually, the establishment threw a rhino type in the primary against me, and then they threw all kinds of money behind him, and they were expecting I was going to back out. You know, they raised him way more money than I could raise, and he was the state senator or something like that at the time, and they were expecting I was going to back out. Well, all that did was make me angry. And eventually I got a phone call. And the phone call was essentially them trying to buy me out of the race. Not necessarily with money. They didn't say, hey, Jesse, can we come drop off a big sack of cash for you? They basically said, hey, if you drop out of this congressional run and instead run for this state house seat, or, you know, state senate seat, state house seat, that's right, we will throw all the money in the world behind you. Or we'll basically try to buy you this state house seat. If you just drop out of this congressional race, stop being a pain in the rear end, and unite around my guy. Well, I never even considered it. Never even considered it. I laughed in their face. No, and the answer is no. So that's probably the best example I can think of, hey, they tried to buy you out. Now, as far as will I ever sell out? Well, will I stop talking about things that you and I care about? Well, I don't know how to put this to somebody who's clearly going through it in life. And maybe you're going through it, whatever you're going through right now. But I don't know. I hope not. I know that I'm supposed to sit here and tell you, I will never sell out. I am a rock. I will stand here and fight for you until I breathe my last. And look, I hope that's the case. I hope that is the case. And I do have the benefit of I don't love money. I didn't grow up with money. I don't need money. Some of our most pleasant memories as a family are when we're living in a hotel or when we're out of work, I don't need money. So it would be hard to buy me with stuff like that. But I'm also just a man, remember? Just flesh and blood, just like you. What if I do one day? What I'm trying to say is this. I'm glad you love the show. I am. And I'm glad you listen to the message we try to put out here. And I'm glad it has some kind of positive effect on your life. That's all I want. I'm not special. I'm not leading some movement. I'm just trying to make your day a little bit better. Don't put too much faith, though, in me or any man. You know how I say all the time, these politicians are just rental cars? They're all just rental cars? Well, this needs to extend way beyond politicians. People who you view as leaders, whether that be me or a politician or a pastor or a boss or somebody who's in a leadership position, you need to always keep in mind they're just flesh and blood. You might wake up tomorrow morning and there's a headline that Jesse Kelly got busted with 10 pounds of crack or something. No, I don't sell crack or anything, but you don't know, right? You don't know. I don't know how the next 10 different ways I'm going to fall or falter in life. I hope I don't. I hope I won't. But I wished I didn't the last 9,000 times I've fallen and faltered in life. I certainly might again. I will do the best I can and never let you down. Okay? As far as special needs kids, I know you've already heard it from all your friends and family and things like that. You snatched kids out of the jaws of death. You know, you adopted them. You know the future, what it was going to be like for those children in China. I know, because special needs parents are near and dear to my heart, I know it is the most thankless task in the world sometimes. There's nobody cheering you on. You don't show up to... We showed up today. I think there were 1,000 emails today that we had to sort through for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. No one's going to send you an email tomorrow, a fan email tomorrow, telling you what... Oh, it's so great. It's so wonderful what you do. But that doesn't mean it's less important than anything anyone else is doing. You're changing
people's lives.
That's what you're doing. Yeah, you are. Just smile. God is watching, all right? And that's really the most important thing in the world. Jesse, Sombrero Jesse. It appears these micro drones with little grenades are the next big thing. They move literally, that's not nice, like flies and can land on your face before a soldier has a chance to blink. Like the machine gun, the horse, and the longbow, this is a game changer. What say you? Okay, you know what? Let's do just a little very, very, very brief history on combat and combat things, because this is something that has been on my mind. And we were just attacked. What was it? A couple days ago, we were just attacked by a drone. It wasn't these micro drone swarms, but it was a drone. If you've been following along with the Russia-Ukraine stuff, you understand this is, it's ugly. It's really ugly, and because we get to watch it on video, it's hard to watch. I've seen video, I'm not going to direct you to it, I don't think anyone needs to watch it, of troops on both sides, individual men having a drone coming after them, and they're trying to get away, and they can't get away, and then the drone gets close enough, it detonates, and it kills them, and it's, I mean, look, it's not like there's a beautiful way to die in combat. It's not like that's somehow worse than getting shot in the face or blown up with artillery or stabbed with a spear or whatever, but it's really, really, really horrible. And I do wonder what it means for the future. I do. And also, I guess when we talk about Russia-Ukraine, as Americans, we have to acknowledge the fact that we have enabled a lot of this. And when I say enabled, look, it's not always the noble thing to prop the little guy up. If you're getting in a boxing fight, if you're in a boxing match with Mike Tyson and he knocks you out, and instead of just leaving you there knocked out, hey, count to 10, he's done. Instead, for some reason, they change the rules. I run out and I pick you up and I hold your face up and say, no, 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 you got this, champ. Fight on. And Mike Tyson proceeds to beat your brains in. I did you wrong. I didn't do the noble thing for you. I didn't do the good thing for you. And still the leaders of this nation act as if this propping this country up and slaughtering its young men is the most important thing in the world.
So we can't support Ukraine. Their chief advisor yesterday said they're likely to lose this war if they lose the U.S. support. And Putin gets all of Ukraine, then what? Then where does he go? Because right then, he's up against...
Okay, pause here for a second. Putin doesn't even want all of Ukraine. Or if he does, he's announced no intention to attempt to get all of Ukraine. Again, more foreign policy fear-mongering. And he continues with that fear-mongering.
The eastern flank of NATO. And if you think the cost of supporting Ukraine is high now, just imagine how much higher it's going to be. Not just in national treasure, but in American blood. If he starts going after one of our NATO allies, because as the president also said, we take our Article 5 commitments very seriously.
Okay, that's them threatening the American people. Now let's go back to the drone swarm stuff. Before we do that, let's do this. You know what I was doing before I came into the studio? I was chilling with the wife at the house and Fred, the dog. Why was Fred there? Because he's always there. It doesn't matter what you're doing. He comes and sits his big, fluffy, fat face on you so he can get as much love and affection as humanly possible. And we're sick of it. We're not, though. And it is wonderful. And the reason I give Fred Ruff Greens is I know it's going to buy me years longer with Fred. Your dog doesn't get nutrition from his dog food. Dog food is dead food. Your dog needs vitamins and minerals and omega oils and digestive enzymes and all the things you need. Your dog needs them too. So give them to your puppy. Ruff Greens. Pour it on your dog's food. You will have a dog that lives longer and healthier. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's get back to this drone swarm thing. So we're talking about military technology and drones and stuff like this, because this is a fascinating thing, and I'm not sure where it's going. Okay, so the history of military combat, the history of combat, it's the story of many things, but a lot of it is just the story of who develops superior weapons technology and learns how to use it first. It's fascinating to find it, to read it from that lens, through that lens. You know, I kind of nerd out on the evil Assyrians every now and then. I do. Well, the Assyrians, they just found metal that other people didn't know about first and figured out how to mass produce it. And it sounds so simple, right? But hey, my spear, it can penetrate your armor and shield, so now you might as well be naked when we fight, whereas my armor stands up to yours, you're going to die, period. I've been doing a lot of reading recently about flight and paratroopers and how they were trying to figure that out. We've been talking about gliders and things like that on the show. And they knew, I mean, the founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin talked about the possibility of airdropping troops somewhere, not necessarily with planes, but they were talking about balloons. But they understood, mankind has always understood, hey, man, the ability to drop people from the air can be used combat-wise. But it took man forever to figure that out, how to really, really master it. It's one of my favorite stories. One of the first aerial deaths for aerial combat in World War I was a freaking Russian, and he had a plane, and he saw someone else in a plane, and he just ran into him, and they both died. Now, that's quite a commitment, but think about that. Think about, hey, I'm in a plane, and he's in a plane, and I want to bring him down, so I guess I'll just ram into him. And then eventually you fast forward to World War II time, up to now, we have these gigantic planes that drop gobs of men and equipment behind enemy lines and the way it's advanced. You asked about drones, and this is one of the things that's really frightening. And friends of mine who know military types, especially special forces types, PJs, Air Force PJs, and SEALs and Green Berets and those types that I talk to, I try to lean on their expertise because I don't know. It was a four-year dumb grunt, very average grunt. I didn't know. So I talked to them about it. Drone warfare is the wave of the future. Drones and counter drones. And a lot of people will say things like, hey, we just need a shotgun. You know, you just need a scatter gun, take one out. And that can work on some of them, sure. But some of these drones, they move like lightning. They're not all just that slow drone you bought your kid that he flies around the backyard until one of the things clips off and it falls down and smashes and he cries. They move really fast. And now there are micro drones. This is a technology they're working on. Think about this. You're in combat. Maybe you're in a fighting hole with a friend. You've got your defensive lines going. And a cloud of micro drones just swarm you and your buddy and just blow you both up. You have no defense of that whatsoever. There is no defense of that. You can do some kind of shielding, but that's very limited, kind of like an electromagnetic shielding. And remember, if you do that kind of stuff, you start doing counter electric stuff, it messes up your electric stuff too. It goes both ways. Hey, let's just put up something that fries out, that's an EMP of some kind that fries out all electrical equipment. Okay, now yours is done too, pal. You see, that was a long way of saying, I don't know. I don't know what this is going to look like in the future. But let's go back to what we were just talking about. Aerial combat and dropping troops. Where did that end up? This new technology. Wow, planes. Wow, military planes. Hey, let's attach a gun to it. Let's look, in World War I, they were hanging guns out the side and shooting them at guys on the ground. Was that rudimentary? Was it rudimentary or rudimentary, Chris? Which one is it? Is it rudimentary? I knew that's what it was. Chris didn't know. I was testing him. Anyways, rudimentary. It was very basic is what I'm trying to say. But think where that ended up. Well, ask the people of Hiroshima how it ended up. It ended up, we now have the technology to drop bombs that can level cities out of planes. Do you know what an aerial bombing, how horrific and terrifying it is? It's so bad that if you bomb an area, like if you carpet bomb an area, the guys on the ground will oftentimes die even if they didn't get hit by your bombs. Why? The bombs are so intense and the explosion and the flames, it sucks all the oxygen out of the air. For 20, 30 minutes, you will suffocate standing above ground. Do you know that? That's where that new military technology ended up, and that's where we are now. What does that mean for drones? I don't know. Nothing good, obviously. It's nothing good. Which country masters them and figures out the employment of them and figures out how to counter them? that will be a country militarily that's going to be very, very difficult to handle in the future. The good news is all of ours will be made in China. That's so rest easy. I'm sure that'll work out well. Anyway, speaking of technology, look, smartphones are wonderful. It provides so many things for us, right? I can order cheeseburgers, all the important things on my smartphone. But they also provide advertisers, businesses, government. They provide them the ability to watch, listen, and track your every move. As we speak, the government can, at the drop of a hat, listen to you, know where you are, know what speed you're traveling. Do you realize that? That's why you need a silent bag for your laptop, for your smartphone, SLNT. They are signal-blocking Faraday bags. They're patented. They're incredible. And this is a basic level of protection everybody needs right now. And it's Christmas time. SLNT.com/Jesse saves you 15%. Silent.com/Jesse. Remember, SLNT. We all have to operate as if they want to listen, as if they want to find bad things on us, because of course they do. Go get a silent bag. SLNT.com/Jesse. All right. Democrat voters, do they want to be miserable? Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, a little Hanukkah music for our Jewish friends out there, wishing everybody a very Merry Hanukkah.
I couldn't imagine somebody like Osama bin Laden understanding the joy of Hanukkah.
Good point, George. I bet Osama did not celebrate Hanukkah. Anyway, Merry Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's dig into this one because this is a juicy one. On last night's show, you blamed the Democrat voters for their misery, not the politicians. Since communism is the religion of the malcontent, do you think on some level the reason they continue voting Democrat is because they actually don't want their lives to be better? They really want to continue being miserable. Okay. This is a very, very fascinating question with a complicated answer. I'm going to play something for you here. This is Jamal Bowman. This is New York's very own Jamal Bowman, a fresh graduate from street communist to elite communist. Here he is.
We can't deal with anti-Semitism in and of itself without also addressing the issue of Islamophobia.
Why would New Yorkers continue to vote for Jamal Bowman? And they will. He'll be reelected time and time again. AOC is reelected time and time again. Do Democrats, what is it? Well, let's acknowledge something here. When I talk to you about not sending your kid off to a university, what do I always say? What are the teachers trying to do? And in fact, they're doing this in regular schools too, government schools, private schools, K through 12. What are they trying to do? A central part of what the communist tries to do is get your child to hate not just America, not just capitalism or white men or religion or whatever it may be. They have to learn to hate themselves. Hating yourself is a central part of being a communist. You have to despise yourself. You do. It's why, look, bitterness. Have you ever known somebody bitter? Maybe you yourself are struggling with this right now. It's a human thing if you are, so don't feel bad. You do need to struggle against it and fight back against it. But you ever know somebody who's bitter or you're bitter right now? And look, maybe you're bitter for justifiable reasons. Maybe your wife ran out on you. Your husband did. Maybe your boss did you wrong, laid you off. Maybe you're bitter about the cost of everything right now because everything's so expensive. You're watching your quality of life go down. Maybe that's increasing bitterness for you. Let me ask you something. As you wade through the bitterness, are you happy with yourself right now? You're not. Of course you're not. Bitterness consumes everything. These people, the people who vote in Democrat in New York every single time, they vote Democrat and they vote Democrat and they vote Democrat and then they complain, oh my gosh, the crime, and then they go back and vote Democrat and then they complain, oh, the corruption, the crime, and then they go vote Democrat again. They feel as if they're giving back by destroying themselves. The communist believes his destruction is for the best and for the greater good. This is why it's crazy when people say, it's not crazy, but it's not a question you need to ask. Why do they do this when they have to live here too? These people will set fire to their own lifeboat in the middle of the ocean because they hate themselves. And in America, the American communists, 100% of the Democrats, and probably 50 to 75% of the Republicans are so bogged down with white guilt, they will go vote for Jamal Bowman no matter how many fire alarms he pulls, no matter how many Jews he spits on, no matter how many times he destroys the economy. They will go vote for Jamal Bowman simply for the fact that he's black and hates the country and thinks America sucks. And they kind of agree. And I mean, I guess we do have to do that out of outreach. And I know that sounds really sick and demented. But again, have you ever, ever once in your life known a happy, confident, grateful communist? Democrat. Have you ever known one in your life? You have not. You have not. Somebody who obviously acknowledges they have flaws, but loves themselves, has a great life, walks around happy, joking. Man, what a beautiful day. Oh, I'm glad it's raining. We needed some rain. Oh, man, I'm so grateful we have kids. What wonderful kids. You realize how lucky we are to have kids? Democrats don't talk like that because their entire religion involves guilt for even being alive, guilt for using resources, guilt for being white, guilt for living in America, guilt for that. Everything has to be burned to the ground. It's why, you know what's fascinating? Here's something for you. What's fascinating is to listen when Democrats talk in a different way than you have listened before. And this is what I mean. You know who Democrats are talking to lots of the time? The reason they say things that are so insane and so crazy, It makes your stomach turn, and it makes you full of rage, and you're saying, who would go along with things like
we
this?
We can't deal with anti-Semitism in and of itself without also addressing the issue of Islamophobia.
Who would ever go along with something like that? Here's another one for you. We're going to get to how you need to listen to him. This is Ibram Kendi X, one of these black supremacist types.
I don't think white people worldwide have really reckoned with how much their own personal identity is shaped by constructions of whiteness.
Okay, he goes on, and I'm going to play more later on in the show. But you listen to that and you roll your eyes. No matter what color you are, you roll your eyes, you mock that guy. That's a scumbag. It's a communist. But he's not talking to you. When Joe Biden speaks, he's not talking to you. When Dick Durbin gets up and talks about putting illegals in the military.
What troubles me about the debate now about the southern border is...
Yeah, we don't need to hear it again. They're talking to liberal white women who hate themselves. They hate their skin color. They hate their country. They hate men. They hate prosperity. These are mentally ill liberal white women. And you can go look at all the numbers. We've covered them time and time again on the show. Do you know a liberal white woman like this? We call her Liberal Aunt Peggy on the show. But do you have someone like that in your life? An aunt, sister, cousin, coworker, neighbor? Do you have someone in life? Somebody? You know what? You could already picture. I know you are. I know you, Chris, you have somebody, don't you? You can picture the look in their eyes, that deranged look in their eyes. How many antidepressants is she on? About a half dozen. She is, isn't she, Chris? I knew it. I knew it. They all are. They're all on antidepressants. They all have that that crazed look in their eyes. They'll all fly into rage at the drop of a hat. They hate themselves. They hate their husbands if they happen to have one. They hate their community. They hate their prosperity. And listen to me. That violent, deranged commie nutcase, she is the beating heart of the Democrat Party in this country. Why is every single part of the Democrat message, every single part of it, it's all about how much America sucks. This place is crappy and it's racist and it's colonial and it's whitey and it's evil and it oppresses people. Why do they talk like that when that doesn't appeal to you at all? They're not talking to you. They're not even attempting to talk to you. They're talking to liberal Aunt Peggy. And when she hears these people speak like this, it speaks to her soul.
It's also not a universal truth when life begins. One example is there are Jewish women suing in Kentucky because according...
That's The View pitching for abortion. You heard that and you rolled your eyes. No matter your thoughts on abortion, we know exactly when life begins. You know it. But liberal Aunt Peggy, she hears that. She's had her 19th abortion and she says, yeah, they don't even know when it begins. Those weren't even kids. They don't even speak to you. And that's why. Always remember, when Democrats speak, they're speaking to a violent, vile, liberal white woman. Liberal white women are the beating heart of the Democrat Party. And that's why every time they speak, it's about how bad we suck. Because it speaks to her rotten soul. All right? All right. Hey, Plymouth Rockhead. I was wondering if chalk works on dogs because my dog got his jingle bells cut off. This dog used to be the best hunting dog ever. He could run 30 miles an hour. Now he's just a lumpy slob gaining weight by the day. Look, I love chalk. I adore chalk. But sadly, they have not created any dog products yet. So I can't save your dog, but I can save you. You can get on a male vitality stack, a female vitality stack. Sounds like you'll be outrunning your dog here before too long, especially once you get a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days, boys. Ladies, female vitality stacks. You ready to be bouncing off the wall, cleaning and doing makeup or whatever? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you Christmas sales. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Can't save your dog, can save you though.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I played the beginning of it, and I really should let him play. I'm going to let the whole thing play. But why can't I talk today? This is Ibram Kendi X. He's one of these hardcore communists, the black supremacist types. And I'm going to let it play, not so you can get mad or get worked up on a Friday. Set that aside. I really want you to hear what I'm saying here before we get back to the other Ask Dr. Jesse questions. That when Democrats and their activists, their apparatchiks like this guy, when they speak, it sounds so foreign to you and it's so aggravating to you because they don't speak to someone like you and they're not even attempting to speak to someone like you. This kind of talk is exclusively for people who hate themselves and hate their country and really hate everything. That's who this guy is talking to, not you. But understand, this is the message.
I don't think white people worldwide have really reckoned with how much their own personal identity is shaped by constructions of whiteness. And how much that construction of whiteness prevents white people from connecting to humanity. In other words...
I'll let him keep going. Just marinate on that for a moment. As an American, no matter your color, that is how half this country thinks now. That white people are evil. You want to talk about setting up a dangerous situation in a nation. What they've done, this slow, steady drumbeat of white people suck and white people suck and white people are evil and whitey and what... This is, well, this kind of thing has happened many times throughout history where there has been a sustained effort by the media, by the politicians, by education to find a group of people within a nation, no matter what that nation is. It could be white, black, Indian, Jews, Christians, Catholics, Muslims, doesn't matter what it is. It's happened a million times throughout history where there's this, we'll call it othering. They're othering them. Oh, all these people are normal except for these people. All these people are good except for these people. These people are the ones responsible for everything. And many, 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 many times throughout history, that has ended ugly. Ugly. But I'll let him continue.
Recognizing that that you are part and parcel of humanity. In other words, you're not over humanity, right? It allows... you to really be able to connect to people who don't look like you, who have kinky hair, who have dark skin, and to see yourself in them. And it's whiteness that prevents that, right? And when you're not able to see yourself in other human beings, that creates all sorts of problems. But not just societal problems, personal problems. That I think hopefully this film and this work will liberate those folks from. So I think it's this liberate
the ultimate communist chant. You hear it everywhere in communism. We have to liberate. We have to liberate. We're being held prisoner. That's what gives us the freedom to murder, rape, mutilate. I got a book. I don't know that I would even recommend it for kids. I know kids listen to the show. So kids, make sure you check with your parents before A, you purchase it because it was expensive, and B, you read it. I'm not totally sure I'm going to let my oldest son read it now that I'm reading through it. This is the second time I've read through it. It's called The Black Book of Communism. Have you ever read it? Chris, have you ever read it? Michael, have you ever read it? It's dark, man. And it is fascinating. This, remember, communism's only a little over 100 years old. The number of people they have murdered and the atrocities they have committed, always, always in the name of liberation. We're being oppressed by whoever. They're oppressing us. They're oppressing us. We have to liberate. And it gives them in their mind permission to do the most unspeakable things. And it is just... wild how much this demonic religion, how much death and misery follows it everywhere. It trails behind it like a shadow, never letting it go. And it's here. And this is why we talk about all the things we talk about. Speaking of darkness, before I get back to these emails, I want to get back to this kids getting drafted and other shows and things like that. Let's not forget about the human trafficking problem in this country. It's not just people coming across the border being trafficked. That's sad too. American children coast to coast are being trafficked. How? It's online. These various social media sites, Discord and Facebook, wherever the kids are, where they play their kid games, that's where these predators go. And they blackmail them and they recruit them. And this is happening to kids everywhere. And the Acervo Project is the tip of the spear saving these children. Children who have gotten themselves in a really bad situation. If you are one of those kids, reach out for help. If you want education for your school, your church, your Little League, whatever, reach out to the Acervo Project. They might even be able to come speak to you and educate people and support them. $14 a month is what they ask for because the average age of a trafficked child is 14. Your support goes to theacervoproject.org. A-S-S-E-R-V-O, theacervoproject.org. This is a blessed organization. Jesse, you are different than all the other talk shows, calling the left what they are, communist scum. You don't tread lightly, play nice, or care about that. Will your approach spread? We're done with games. You may not care, but I am hoping. Okay, well, will my approach spread? Okay, well, let's be clear about this. While I love to brag about myself, this is not my approach. This is our approach. We are anti-communists. I'm not leading anything. I'm not in charge of anything. This is why I have encouraged anti-communists to get together with each other, to meet up. We have to become a community. What if I get splattered on the highway tomorrow? What if I sell out? Should the anti-communist movement go away? No, 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 no. You are the one that thinks like this and speaks like this too. I just happen to be able to do it from a large platform because they screwed up and gave me a big radio show. But I'm not different than you. Will it spread? It is spreading. You're here, aren't you? This show continues to grow and grow and grow. The numbers are insane. It's crazy how we just keep gobbling up new listeners and new listeners and new listeners and new downloads. By the way, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, subscribe, whatever. But our movement is growing. And you can tell it's growing because of the old losers in the GOP who are going away. They're going away because we are demanding better. It is spreading. Evil is spreading. Yes, so is good. Put a smile on your face. What we want is growing. All right? Would you let your kids get drafted? Would I? Somebody wants to go to Disney, China, Taiwan. My goodness, we have so much to get to. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.